And we're back on the Paul Bunyan Communications post-game show. We're joined now by head coach Brent Bolte. And, Coach, your offense finally got out on track early in the game. You were able to build up a big lead.
Yeah, they look good today. And we were talking about that all week, about getting out to a better start in the first half and challenge those guys. And I think you're starting to see a little more continuity on the O-line. Brandon's getting more comfortable in those guys. And they're really a young group and really pass pro'd well and haven't given up a lot of big hits and gave him a lot of time today, so that was good to see.
Boy, if you give him a lot of time, he's going to eat you alive, man. You got such a great receiving core, and that's exactly what he did with Southwest. That offensive line was pretty impressive today.
Yeah, I thought probably the best game that they played overall on offense, to be honest with you, and starting to run the ball better and better. We had some big runs, and when you get teams that are going to play light in the box, you got to be able to run the ball, so that was really good to see, and you got to see Jake Hill catch the ball today. He's going to be a really good one. There's a ton of weapons between, there's 5, 6, 7, 8 guys over there that are pretty darn good. So Brandon has a lot of toys in the toy box to throw it around to.
And now he has the season record for most touchdown passes. Now you got to get Malik a couple more touchdown catches, and he'll join him.
Yeah, I'm hopeful that will come over the next couple of weeks. I thought Coach Hine over there shed a tear for his record going down or whatever, I think. So
he didn't have long to shed, though, because
it was fun. I mean, Brandon deserves it. He's had such a odd career with the injuries and everything else, and he can't be just nothing more than just ecstatic for the kid to go out and we've seen this for a long time, just the NSIC and D2 football hasn't seen it. So the kid's gifted. He's a special one.
Well, and that record is going to be shattered. I mean, there's 2 games left.
Yeah, and again, I looked up, I think he had 6 touchdowns with 2 or 3 minutes to go in the third quarter, and would have been a little bit closer to a game. We could have kept winging around, but yeah, he's fun to watch and dynamic, but you got to give a lot of credit. I always go back, it's hard to throw when you're on your back, so give the O-line some credit, and they did a nice job.
Let's talk about that O-line. Biss and I were talking about on the air, when your elder statesman's a sophomore that has one letter and everybody else is a freshman or sophomore that hasn't played a whole lot, to do what they're doing is just, I used to play offensive line. It's not easy. They're doing a great job.
Yeah, I think you got to, first off, go even back further than that. We lost our O-line coach. Ryan Olson's a great one. It's out of South Dakota State now. And Nick Nissen, we robbed the other Beavers from Minot. He's a really good offensive line coach, and he inherited a really young group. So you talk about odd, a true freshman playing in there. Jake Gannon has played, but he's a year. You got Ty Cobb, and you got Wanneke. I'm forgetting somebody in there. Oh, Kovas. So, yeah, I mean, they're about as young as they – I don't even know if they shave yet, to be honest with you. So, but they've been playing really well. So they're starting to come together and get some cohesion in there.
Well, and we got to thank the team for not giving us all a heart attack at the end of the game like the last couple of weeks.
Right.
Feel good, huh? Yeah,
right. I hear you. I don't know how many more of those I can take. But we're going to enjoy this one. We got a big one coming up next week against Northern State, and we'll just enjoy the heck out of this for 24 hours here.
Seems like we say that almost every week. You've got a big one coming up, but this really is. This is 2-7-2 teams. You're going to be playing at their place, a brand new stadium for them. This is what you play for. I mean, you play to be in these games.
Right. I mean, that's what we just talked about at the end of the game with the guys. You've worked really a year and a half to get to this point, with the offseason, COVID, all this, and this is what you play college football for. We've had some talks in other years that you're playing for pride or you're trying to upset people to play the spoiler. It's a lot more fun to be in the conversation, and it's just that. And this game's huge, and UMary is a good football team at the end of the year too. But let's be honest, it's 1-0 each week, and we talk about the grind each and every day, and that's what we got to do to go down there and beat a good team on the road.
That it for you, Biss?
That's it for me. Good luck next week.
Thanks, Coach.
Keep it rolling.
All right, thanks, guys.